Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and tonight we're going to be talking about OnlyFans, and they're making some big changes, and it may be the end of the spicy content, which means millions of women are either out of their part-time or full-time jobs. I don't remember where I first came across this story. I think it was Twitter. We're going to get into that. We've got some losses for the day. We've got some dating profiles for the day. This one's going to be kind of a normal episode, which is very exciting for me. Thank you for those of you that keep showing up. You know, my numbers are way off. Last year around this time, I had like 30,000 a month subbing. Now it's like 3,000, and my views are down in half. But you know something? I think that's kind of to be expected because, you know, there's only so many topics I can cover on this channel until you repeat a little bit. And also, you know, right now my video and my audio quality, and I can't always edit things the way I like to. But this is going to be a pretty normal episode other than the video and the audio and the fact that I'm in a very small camper. So let's get started. So is this the end of OnlyFans? Right now, there's a story coming out that not only are they taking away the ability for people to film themselves outdoors doing spicy activities, but right behind that, they came out and they said, you know something, we're going to be ending the content that's currently very popular on there because we want to get investment. And I think they want to kind of become like a TikTok thing or maybe get other more influential people to join there and kind of do like I'm doing over on Locals. If you haven't been to my betterbachelor.locals.com channel, over there you can follow me over there, and there's the forums. And if you support me, you get unique content of not me doing spicy things. You don't have to worry about that. But you get unique content. And they're starting live streaming over there. Dave Rubin, who is the creator of Locals, just said that they're going to start doing live streaming over there. That's where I'm going to be doing my live streaming. I'm not going to be doing it here on YouTube. It's not going to start for me right away because of my limited data. But once I find a place to settle in, or once I'm back visiting my family because of my father, I'm going to be doing my live streams over there to subscribers only. So that's the game plan. I'm slowly trying to move more and more content from here, YouTube, over to I almost said OnlyFans, over to betterbachelor.locals.com because Susan Wojcicki, I think is how you pronounce the CEO of YouTube. She said, hey, we're going to come down on any content that's very negative and makes fun of people. And, well, that's kind of what I do, is make fun of people doing bad things and stories and things like that. So I don't know if I'm going to get yeeted off here, but I got to have a backup plan if I'm going to continue to try to make a little scratch while I'm on the road and to continue to set my message out there. So I'll still put stuff out on YouTube. You guys aren't going to be missing much, but I'm really trying to start doing my special events and things over there. First, the losses. From facts, strange factoid. In 2005, a South African man, Marius Els, adopted a baby hippo after rescuing it from a river. 6 years later, after years of bonding between the two, the hippo dragged him into that same river and ate him. The reason why I bring this up is because this hippo is very much like women sometimes. You can do all the right things. You can rescue them. You can help them. You can bond with them. And after 6 years, they're going to drown you. Maybe not in a river, but they're going to drown you in debt and maybe drown you in headaches and stress. So always remember that even if you're good to them, you don't raise them, but you help them. You get them out of you rescue them. Hey, no guarantees. They can always drag you under. So always remember that. And let's be honest, a lot of women today are about the same weight as hippos are. Another loss of the day. This was a deleted tweet, but someone had captured a screenshot of it. My partner of 8 years says he won't date me anymore if I decide to make an OnlyFans. And I think that's kind of effed up. What do you guys think? Here's the thing, man. 8 years, she's going to start an OnlyFans. She's going to show her spicy content to the world. And here's what women don't, I think a lot of times don't understand, is that guys want a woman that she doesn't have to be pure as the driven snow, because unless you're perhaps in a certain country or following a certain religion, facts are most women are going to be with somebody. But guys do not want somebody that's given themselves to everybody, because that's a really special gift that a guy wants for himself. And if he starts dating you, ladies, and all of a sudden he finds out three of his friends are snickering behind your back because they all had a turn on her, guys are not down for that. And no one wants to be with a girl being out in public and some dude being like, hey, I subscribe to you on OnlyFans. And nice bobs or nice vagine or whatever. Guys are just not into that. So that's an L for her. And another one on the same vein, says OnlyFans.com. No, I don't want to be your bestie. Go subscribe, though. And she leaves a link to OnlyFans. And then shortly after that, down below, the very next post on Twitter, she makes, now that was 52 minutes ago when someone took the screenshot. And then 1 hour ago, so literally eight minutes after posting that, she posts, I regret sharing my body with everyone I've slept with, and that's just something I have to live with. Yeah, once you give up that rose, you never get that back. And guys, when they realize this and find this out, they want no parts of it. And so here's our main story. Some OnlyFans creators were left scrambling when the platform banned public spicy content without warning. So they basically say here that, and this was the first story I read, so I said, oh, okay, maybe they're not banning it. Maybe they're just getting rid of public spiciness. This was the first one. I'll read the follow-up story after this. OnlyFans, a popular content subscription platform popular among spicy workers, quietly changed its terms of service to prohibit any public fun activity. The new rule, according to OnlyFans terms of service, bans any video that was recorded in or is being broadcast from a public place where members of the public are reasonably likely to see the activities being illustrated. So a lot of the content, you know, you got girls in libraries lifting up their tops, they're doing upskirt shots, they're splitting and having, you know, their chesticles fall out. They said, look, enough of this stuff. This is starting to get crazy. We're tapping out on that. So I read that story. I'm like, okay, well, you know, that's really nothing here. All they have to do is just film it indoors like they have been. But right behind it, from the Florida News Times, go away. I don't want your pop-up. OnlyFans aims to move away from adult content and become more mainstream and is currently looking for billions of dollars to do so. So they say Roommates, a popular spicy platform during the bug. OnlyFans, it has become one of the few companies that has continued to make millions as people around the world have been quarantined and use it as a way to make money. Good writing. People get paid to write like this. Stunning and brave. Bravo. This can change quickly. According to a recent report, OnlyFans aims to move away from spicy content altogether to become more mainstream, but to do so, the company is looking for billions of dollars. According to Bloomberg's report, OnlyFans' name and reputation as a website where celebrities and spicy movie stars charge fans access to videos and photos that primarily feature spicy content. However, if the company succeeds in its current business activities, everything is changing. OnlyFans is looking for investors to move away from spicy content and move to more mainstream media platforms in order to raise funds for new financing with a corporate value of over $1 billion. OnlyFans wants to be an online space where various celebrities can connect with their fans without the element of spicy content. The company also wants to attract more prominent advertisers, admitting that in order to do this, the site's spicy ties need to be removed so as not to limit its economic future. I am, period. That's a sentence in the middle of this. I am, period. In 2020 alone, OnlyFans sales will exceed $2 billion, which is more than $400 million in revenue after the company deducts a standard 20% commission. Despite the company's desire to retain adult spicy content, it is still growing at over 100%, according to international sources. Or internal sources. Earlier, OnlyFans said that so far more than $3 billion has been paid to an estimated 1.3 million creators on platforms with more than 130 million users. So they're looking to possibly lose, I don't know, I'm sure all 1.3 million are not spicy workers, but probably many of them are. So probably a million women are going to be out of their part-time or full-time jobs here pretty quick. And here's the interesting thing I think about this is that when a woman relies solely on her looks, look, I've met beautiful women, I've talked to beautiful women, I've dated what I would consider to be beautiful women. And the thing that I've noticed is usually the more attractive the woman, the less critical thinking, the less she's able to cope with issues. And I'm not saying this in all cases, but a lot of times when you are attractive, whether it's a guy or a girl, people kind of trip over themselves to do nice things for you, to go out of their way and flirt with you, or to be very helpful, especially with women. And so they never really have to rely on themselves. So as soon as there's a problem or a struggle or something they need to go through, they don't know how to do it. So what do? They try to use their looks or their wiles or their guile to get the help, to get the income, to get all these things. Well, as women age and or as they gain weight or as if something happens to their looks, a lot of times they lose that power. And this is where women between their 30s and their 40s, I think a lot of time, become very angry with men because they say, you know something, these guys used to pay attention to me. They used to do nice things to me. I was popular. I got dates, things bought for me, everything paid for me. And that's not happening anymore. And they get very angry at men. But the truth is, it's because they're having the epiphany phase. They are all of a sudden realizing, hey, the wrinkles, things are sagging a little bit. Maybe it's a little harder to keep a firm belly. And it's a lot harder. And when that's the only thing that a woman's had to work with from the time she was, I don't know, maybe 15 and starting to date young people, or maybe that's 13, whatever it is, 13 to 15 to dating, right up until they're 30 or 40. If you're a 35 or 40-year-old woman and that's the way you've gotten your way through life for the last 20 years or 25 years, and that goes away, these women may not have any fallback. And when that happens, don't be surprised when more of them shift over to either the sugar sites to do dating. They try to level up, which I've got another story, another video I'm doing on that, where women are now admitting pretty openly, you know what, this work thing isn't for me. I'm not really feeling it. I'm going to join a sugar site, or I'm specifically looking for a successful man to date and take care of me because I don't want to work. And I'm going to be coming out with that video either. I'm filming a few videos at a time, so if you don't see my shirt change, that's why. But I'll probably upload it. I'll record it after this and upload it for tomorrow. So I thought I'd put that out there, that it's going to be interesting. I'd like to see what happens. It'll be interesting to see if OnlyFans succeeds, whether it turns into something like TikTok, whether they bring in advertisers and they try to get celebrities on board and leave the spicy work on the side, or they cut out the spicy work, all those workers go to another alternative site, and then they don't get the celebrities flooding in, and then they say, oh, wait, please, spicy workers, come on back. And by then it's too late. It'll burn their bridges. It'll be interesting to see if they're able to survive or if not. All right, let's move on to the dating profiles of the day. All right, here's the first one. I took out her name. She is demisexual, and also straight. I don't know a lot of what a lot of these terms mean because I'm old man Joker. I also don't care to look it up. I just know there's a whole lot of stuff out there that I don't know what it means anymore. You do you, whatever that is. She says, what's up, bowl cuts? I'm blank. I got broad shoulders and I can eat my weight in cheese. And let me just say, from the photo, I'd say that's a pretty darn good amount of cheese. I can't say as that would definitely be an attraction thing to me because I don't know if you've ever eaten a lot of cheese, but it can tend to make one constipated and rather gassy, at least so I'm told. She says, I a highly sought-after dinner guest. Okay. Nerdy, awkward, hilarious, clever, and yet an idiot. I'm coquettish and cute as hell. Basically, I'm a solid 7. Okay, no comment. Basically, I'm a solid 7, aiming high, hoping if you're shooting low. Of course she's aiming high and hoping for a guy to shoot low. That's probably how she's done most of her dating. However, when you date like that, you're going to get the players, you're going to get the guys that want to hit it and quit it, the 3-pump jumps, and you're gonna lose every time. Now, I did take out her age out of this. She was 19. I didn't mean to erase her name age. I just accidentally did. She said, I'm 5'8" and chunky. if that matters. Yes, it does matter. I have 3 jobs. I'm a busy gal. Hey, at least you're making yours. If you like hiking in nature, then I'm not your girl. I'm too poor to travel also. So she's not into exercise, and she's too poor to travel. Newly single, I don't smoke. Wait for it. Wait for it. I have an 11-month-old looking for good people. So she shot high. She found herself a guy that was willing to hit it and bounce. And now she's hoping to find another guy that's she thinks I'm a solid. She's a solid 7 aiming high, which means she's looking for what? 9s and 10s, hoping she's going to catch that 9 and 10 and shooting low. Not going to happen, but best of luck to you. And hey, I'm you know, you got a kid and you're working 3 jobs. Good for her for pulling her weight, but good luck to you. And the last one. You notice something. So she's demi and straight. This one's bi and also queer. She's 25. Again, here's another profile that says into mental health awareness. All the profiles I see that say they're into mental health awareness, it's because that they usually have mental issues themselves. I'm just saying. Her hobbies are shopping, wine, and movies. Very deep thinker here. She says, do you know how to treat a princess? Oh, here we go. Right off the bat, she's a princess. Do you need to know how to treat a princess? Tired of being treated like S. Again, she's shooting for the players, and that's the good-looking players, and she's letting them tap it, and then they bounce. So she's, you know, all men are pigs. I delete this often. Mom to 2 wonderful boys at 25 years old. She's a wine mom, which I think just means that she's a mom and likes to drink a lot. Stoner, but not smoking at the moment. So that you got that. Pisces world, so she's into zoology. Zombie nerd, Marvel geek, I like adventures, X model, and she has an emoji of a wilted rose next to it. At 25, if you're X model, I have to assume that the kids took you out of the modeling, or the kids maybe made your form not so good for modeling. Just a guess, I'm just saying. She says, do you believe in magic? She's bi and poly. I do not hook up. Snap me, maybe. You know, here's the thing. As a young man that might be, 19, like the first profile, 25, like the second one, even 30, 32, 35, if you're a successful young man, you've got your game together, and you start swiping on these profiles, and this is what you're coming across, I don't know how you stay on dating profiles. I really don't. It's just such a... It's such a dumpster fire out there. If this is where things are going, I think the only choices are, guys, do your own thing. Guys, meet women in real life, not where you work, but meet them in real life when you go out to lunch. If there's a nice waitress that's flirting and normal, or I don't know, you meet a nurse or something. I don't even. It shows you how long it's been since I've dated. I don't even know where to meet people anymore. That's how you got to do it. And then you got to find out, I mean, at least here you can see all the red flags up front. But when you start dating, I'm telling you, take things really slow, guys. Or take them really fast, but don't let her know your real name and where you live. Or take things really slow. Make sure you vet her for red flags before you start. Don't put your D in crazy, because tough times are coming. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. And if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. Like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out my older videos. If you haven't seen them, there's, 350, 400 videos out there now. Go check out some of my other ones and see how my setup normally is. I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, guys, these OnlyFans girls, they're making their money doing spicy content. If they can't make the money doing that anymore, don't think they're not going to come for you and try to date you and try, because they have no other redeemable qualities. They use their looks, they use their bodies, they use their sexuality for money. And if that goes away, especially right now with no one wanting to go work for $15 an hour, they're going to go into the dating market and they're going to try to fish hook you.